It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Why, indeed. Yes, I am live from New York. Welcome to The Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. You are not. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You're hearing us on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's all about you, you know, radio on the go. We've been going all over the place. We've been going to Philadelphia. We've been coming back from Philadelphia. We've been having all kinds of fun. A little conversation about Army-Navy today because we really didn't have a chance to get into it yesterday with all of Monday's sports events going on, particularly in the National Football League. But we got all kinds of stuff to talk about. And where we talk about it is right here live. You can go to our website, click on the Listen Live button, and there we are. We're on Sirius occasionally. We're on various different cities all around the country. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. We'll get to that in just a second. But if you have a device, if you have a watch, if you have an Android, if you have an iPhone, if you have an iPoppy, if you have a laptop, if you have a tablet, if you're sitting at the big old clunky desk with the big old clunky PC and you haven't gotten one of those Veridesk things, I don't know if they actually work. Check it out. You can go to TuneIn. You can go to iHeart. You can go to Stitcher. We're right there. Click on the Listen Live as soon as you download us, which is cool in itself. And then, you can even archive some of the terrific interviews that we have. That's all well and good as well. So, check it out. Now, as I was talking about, the American Forces Radio Network, being down in Philly on Friday, doing a show live from Radio Row, and talking to all the people involved, and USAA does just an amazing job. And I know I said it yesterday, but Jimmy Shapiro and his crew just, they run it out to the umpteenth, and it's absolutely incredible. That being said, when you see the parents, when you see the midshipmen, when you see the cadets, and you see how enthusiastic they are about being a part of this, and the fact that they know what they signed up for, there's no illusions there. Some of these kids that are playing ball this past Saturday are going to be in the line of fire in the not-too-distant future. Well, guess what? If you see somebody in uni on the street, go up to them, thank them, shake their hand, buy a cup of coffee, whatever you need to do, because they're running towards it while we move away from it. See New York yesterday. Let's tap out right here. We'll be back to set the table right after this short timeout. I am Black. You are not.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And plenty to talk about here today. We're going to have Anson Williams at 40 after hour number two. That should be sitting there for you, Robert. You know, it when you look at everything that's going on in the world today, and you're seeing what's going on with the sexual harassment claims, it was only eventually going to happen in the world of sports, and it kind of trickled out a little bit slowly, but now the NFL Network has to suspend Marshall Faulk, Ike Taylor, and Heath Ledger, for one particular person, Jamie Carter, who has Cantor, who has identified herself, so I'm not going to put a victim's name out here, who has been with the NFL Network for a decade and has had inappropriate things said and done to her, allegedly, by the trio, as well as other NFL players and others who have worked for the network, including Donovan McNabb, Warren Sapp, and Eric Davis. So let's see how this plays out, because that's a pretty wide swath that one person is accusing all these people of. Again, I'm not going to smear the victim in any way, shape, or form. If it was inappropriate, she has every right to pursue any action she needs to. The NFL Network acted swiftly once the allegations came out and suspended everybody involved. Jamie Cantor has contacted a lawyer and went forward with a lawyer named Laura Horton, who talked about her courage, which, if it is true, we will find out more, obviously. It is a civil lawsuit that's been filed in Los Angeles Superior Court. It was filed in October, but she came forward now. Age and sex discrimination, sexual harassment, hostile work environment, wrongful termination, and defamation. So we'll see. I'm not going to go into detail on what was done. It's a little bit graphic, and I don't really care. However, she made these allegations against multiple, and I mean multiple, athletes. I am forced to question if it was that hostile of an environment and there were this many people involved, why did you continue to work there? So that will come out. That's my question, however. We'll see. Now, to be balanced on this, Cantor's employment ended last year when she was accused of stealing clothes from an unspecified on-air talent member. Now, she said in a separate filing that security video would have vindicated her. She was 51 years old at the time. She was replaced by a 30-year-old, according to her. So we'll see. There's a lot of layers to this. We'll find out what happens. You know, there was supposedly sexting, sex toys involving Warren Sapp, you know, but he's a fine, fine, upstanding human being. You know, honestly, we'll see. This one, we'll see. Because it seems to have gone on for a long period of time. According to the complaint, Cantor went to Mark Watts, who was not named in the lawsuit, and he's the NFL Network's talent coordinator. And he said, it's part of the job when you took it and look the way you do. So I don't know what that means. You know, and we'll see. I will say this, and I don't know of the working environment at the National Football League. The events that I have been around, there's plenty of women who are willing to hook up and anxious to hook up. There are also women around who do nothing but their jobs professionally. And I have never witnessed public harassment. What goes on in private? Well, that's another story. The people and the women specifically that I have worked with have been extraordinary, extraordinarily talented. They do their jobs to the umpteenth quality, and they deserve the benefit of the doubt until proven otherwise. So, I've seen plenty of social commentary already. They're all crawling out of the woodwork. You can't believe them. And let it play itself out. But it also, it needs to play out on both sides. You know, the NFL Network for now has suspended the people who were named. Let it play out. If they did what they did, lose your job and lose your reputation. If it turns out that they didn't, restore them. Because that's fair too. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. But NFL Network ripples, and I'm sure it's going to happen elsewhere. I mean, we've already seen it happen, excuse me, to a certain degree, at some of the bigger networks. For those of you who don't remember, the Harold Reynolds thing at ESPN, the Steve Phillips thing at ESPN, and that was a few years back now. But both of them were forced to resign. Reynolds to this day denies that anything happened with him. Steve Phillips was having an affair with somebody on the job, and it ended up costing him his gig. I'm wondering also if for both of them, both of which work for the MLB Network, whether or not that's going to come back and bite them in the behind, where MLB will have to go, you know, for the image that we have here, you're unemployed. And they both have already paid a price in losing their initial gigs, so that's what I'm kind of keeping an eye on, just to see whether or not it plays out that way or not. You know, again, the timeline, let's put it this way, for some of these people, it gets a little bit interesting. But that's all I'll say. And like I said, let's play it out. And, you know, we'll find out. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Something else we're going to get into on the other side before we move on to the actual world of sports. And man, I talked about this on Friday. I spend more time talking about stuff that happens outside of the arena or off the field these days than I do anything else. It's amazing. Whether it's this or concussions or anthem sitting or whatever. The feud between Jerry Jones and the commish. It's pretty amazing where the world of sports has evolved to. But this is a serious thing. Nobody should be harassed in the workplace. Nobody. Any workplace. I don't care if you're working at Hooters. You know, inappropriate touching is not allowed. Inappropriate innuendo via text message is not allowed. You want to flirt with somebody and see if you can get a phone number? Yeah, okay. I guess technically that's probably sexual harassment. Not in my book, but it is. But no is no. If there's no interest, well, guess what? There's no interest. Don't take it to that next level. Don't start talking about personal relationships and what you do and what you like. That's and especially in a workplace. Inappropriate. Inappropriate. And these women have every single right to pursue what they're doing. Don't criticize the victim, ever. Let's tap out. When we come back, it was still going to be off the field because we're going to talk about Greg Schiano and what went down in Tennessee a little bit because it's important. Talk about somebody whose life got smeared. We'll be back right after this short timeout.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, no CD player today, so you're going to get a lot of that. Welcome back to the Attack. Hey, Robert. So, Christy didn't show up yesterday, right? So, I did the appearance on her show, and she felt really bad about it. So, I now have her personal number, and I have a standing invitation when I go to Los Angeles to have dinner with her because she felt really bad about not showing up for the show. And we'll get her somewhere down the line, Christy Canyon from Vivid Radio. And it was a fun appearance. We had a good time. But that was pretty cool. She was like, stay tuned. my producer wants to talk to you for a second. I was like, oh, here we go. But it worked out pretty well. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. The Greg Schiano thing, as I said, something that shouldn't have gone down that way. Obviously, Ohio State did their due diligence, and a Twitter mob and 100 people protesting on campus did this guy in. Now, Phil Fulmer has stepped in and righted the ship, but the agreement with Memorandum of Understanding between Schiano and John Curry came down to $27.7 million over 6 years. And the school on Monday, you know, Sunshine Act, released a copy of the memorandum. And last month, Beverly Davenport, it was let go that Beverly Davenport hadn't signed it. It also never got signed, evidently, by David Miller. And the school is inferring that the contract was null and void because of that. Document was signed by Curry and e-signed by Schiano, who was going to fly in the night of November 26th and be introduced as the coach. And at this point, it's not known whether or not Schiano is going to pursue it legally. Jimmy Sexton is his agent. He's not talking, which makes me think that they are going to pursue something. And Tennessee is probably going to have to cut a pretty good sized check, because according to contract, he's owed 75% of the contract if he's fired, which would equal $20.7 million. I don't think he's going to get that. But the way they went about doing business with him, there should have to be some level of reparations. And, you know, again, you're not talking about a scenario where due diligence wasn't done on him before. The actual timeline involving Greg Schiano doesn't add up. McQuarrie was just throwing stuff out there. I'll tell you what, and I said it at the time, he's the bad guy in this, other than Sandusky. He ran around throwing people under the bus because he was such a wimp, and he was so scared that when he saw what was going on between Sandusky and the kid in the shower, rather than go in there and put Sandusky's head into the tiles and protect the kid, he ran home to Daddy, and Daddy said, well, go talk to somebody. Don't do anything yourself. And from that point on, he threw everybody under the bus, whether it was accurate or not. Some of it was, and some of it wasn't. What a piece of garbage that guy is. You know. It's. And this guy got smeared. I mean, he's going to be tied to this now forever. And a big check's going to come out of this for Greg Schiano, and rightfully so. You know. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. 1-800-878-PLAY. But no messing around if I'm his lawyer. And I'm sure Sexton has some team lined up. Which, by the way, it's interesting. He also happens to be Jeremy Pruitt's agent. So I don't know if there's a little quid pro quo there, and maybe they'll just settle quietly for some number. He's not going to get $20 million, I can promise you that. But we'll see what direction it ends up taking in the long term. The Ball brothers, if you care, and most don't at this point, are signing with a Lithuanian basketball team named Prienų Vytautas. Try that after you had a couple cocktails. But LiAngelo and LaMelo, the UCLA dynasty is over. Harrison Gaines reps them. So they take on the circus in Lithuania. And this is a fledgling team in a European league. And they'll find out. Now, according to the Twitter on Big Baller Brand, it's not about the money. Of course not. As soon as they say it's not about the money, you know it is. They have a passion to play basketball and experience playing as pros was the goal. They have accomplished this mission and are excited to be playing on the same team to top it off the Big Baller way. They're never going to play in the NBA. Maybe LaMelo does. He's supposed to be the best of the three. But he's going to leave his baby brother behind at some point. So they're getting homeschooled in Europe. LaMelo's a junior in high school. He's got an adult body, but, you know, certainly not LeBron's. They're playing in the Lithuanian LKL League. Doesn't look like they're going to get a whole lot of... they have two teams, this Lithuanian team, which I'm not going to try to pronounce again. They play in the LKL League. They also play in the less competitive Baltic League, where teenagers go. Teams talked about 20 to 25 minutes apiece. It's a low-level club from a small non-speaking English, non-English village, roughly about 10,000 people in southern Lithuania. They lost 8 of their first 10 games. This is the big club. Jonas Valanciunas said, if you don't work hard, they will not like you. Work hard. The only player of note to come from America and play there is Brad Tinsley, the guard from Vanderbilt, and he quit the team after a month. That doesn't bode well. That doesn't bode well. We'll see how this plays out. These kids are going to be so messed up. And I'll give you great credit, Mark Young from Meade Senior High School. Sounds like an awesome situation they're stepping into. Nothing but love. Nothing but best for the LeVar kids. Went from free education to lots of perks to going to Lithuania to play for a team that may or may not be in business tomorrow. Nice. Bruce Edward Watts, CEO and founder at Self-Employed. Yeah, writer-photographer, so he's waiting tables somewhere. But he had a good tweet. 30 for 30 title. Where are they now? The Lost Ball Brothers. Hey, LeVar, check out the shoplifting laws in Lithuania before having your criminals, I mean your kids, sign a contract. That's a little harsh. Ay, ay, ay. We'll see if they fade into oblivion. You know, I was trying to figure out where to compare this and what you would say to yourself, wow, because of the coverage these guys get. I mean, you know, again, one kid in high school, the other kid quitting college after being charged with shoplifting. And the only thing that I could come up with is Tebow mania. Because, I mean, every time LeVar breaks wind, there's a headline on ESPN. CBS, too, but more ESPN. And it was the same thing with Tebow. The only difference was Tebow was actually talented. You know, Lonzo, he's in the league. He's going to make or break. He's got some really good things about his game. He has some really bad things about his game. He's young. If he works on it, he should be able to be a very good player in this league. The two teenage kids, who gives a damn? This is worse than Tebow mania because of the fact Tebow was actually talented. He didn't make it in the NFL, but you know, look at the other parts of the resume. We'll tap out right there. We'll actually get to on-the-field stuff right after this short timeout. I promise. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You guys are going to hate me. I lied. I'm not one of these people that sits down and structures every single segment because the world changes as we go along, sometimes right in the middle of the show. But I caught something that I needed to address. And boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hey, I swear hour two we'll get the stuff on the field. We will. Couple things off the field that we need to just kind of clean up the mess. Aaron Rodgers is undergoing tests to find out whether or not he can come back to play. As I said, after the weekend, they're going to point him towards Carolina. There's Brett Hundley has done a pretty good job. Pretty good job. The surgery he had on October 19th for his clavicle, and it's on his throwing side, so, you know, they have to find out whether or not the bone healed or not. And he went back to practice on December 2nd. He had been throwing before that. You know, we'll see. But it's a question as to whether or not the bone's healed or not. And if there's still any level of question to that, they're going to sit him. They're going to have to do it. But this game with the Panthers is their season right here. And again, Brett Hundley, after not starting particularly well, I mean, the guy's been sitting on the bench for a couple of years, and, you know, for crying out loud, he's behind Aaron Rodgers, has actually played well. And, but in reality, they want to get Rodgers back under center against Carolina, because without them, Carolina's going to win the football game. It's as simple as that. Of course, I said that yesterday about New England, Miami. But, you know, they're going to find out. There's going to be more on that going forward. So we'll see how it plays out. One thing that they're not talking about, and this is for anybody who saw the hit, Tom Savage falling through the concussion protocol for a couple of plays. The hit was incredible. The crabbing of the hands, you know, the hands kind of curled in. When you take a blow to the head like that, it's not something that you can be comfortable with. It was brutal. It was brutal, honestly. And no way, no how should he have been put back in the game. I don't know what the doctors were thinking, possibly, about letting him go back in. There was a lot of spillage on Bill O'Brien, but completely unfair. And as he said in his press conference, had he seen the video, no way he would have put that kid back in the game. They are not accessible to the video. The videos don't get to them. It wasn't up on the big screen. They're calling plays. You know, he lost his quarterback. He's got to put in the backup T.J. Yates for the initial play. And they're trying to get a play onto the field. There are people who are responsible for that, and that's the doctors and the training staff. They got him under the tent. They put him back on the field. The doctors do have access to the video. Inexplicably, he was allowed to go back onto the football field, where he took another hit, by the way. Another hit. I mean, a league that's committing suicide. That's the only way I can describe it. It's the only way I can describe it. I understand there's limitations as to how far you can protect these players. Until they come up with the thing that keeps heads from moving around and brains sloshing against skull, which ain't going to happen ever. You're going to have concussions. The sport itself is in a crisis mode right now. But you just, anytime something like this happens, this is what you're dealing with. And no, nope, 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 nope. It just can't happen. And those doctors need to go. You know, we talk about making decisions, and they're always complaining about, well, you know, players do this, players do that. Yeah, okay. Those doctors need to be canned immediately. You want to, and again, this is where the NFL and Roger Goodell specifically is tone deaf. Now, granted, I'm a big believer in due diligence. I'm a big believer in the process, okay? But first of all, the NFL should have already made a statement saying, we are investigating what happened on the sidelines with Houston and Tom Savage. That's the first thing that should have come out of the office on Monday morning. Okay? But the second thing is, if we find that there was negligence by these doctors in putting Tom Savage back into the football game, they will be dealt with accordingly. For crying out loud, grow a set of stones and so show that you actually care about your players. Because every time something like this happens, it's readily apparent that they don't care about their players. Unbelievable. You know, it. For those of you who have never seen it, rent North Dallas 40, okay? It's a bit dated right now. But there's some stuff in there in the movie that's 100% accurate as far as dealing with the players and dealing with their health. It was a lot worse in the old days, okay? I get it. They jack you up on anything to get you out there in the field, and they do a lot better job of caring for the players now than they used to. But the mission is still get the player on the field. There were doctors that were employed by these teams that were legendary in doing anything to get these guys back on the field, often at the expense of the long-term health of the players. Renowned. There were doctors here in the New York area that made a career out of it. Their names were as well known as the players in some instances. But in reality, you know, the coaches care and the organization care about one thing. We pay you millions of dollars. Get on the field. And again, this is completely where Roger Goodell is tone deaf. He doesn't do the right thing when it comes to this kind of stuff. There should have been a statement out of that office Sunday night. And words matter. And it would show that the league is on top of it. But no. No. They don't get it. They just don't get it. And they pay the price. Now, what they did was make a decision, they being the league, that none of the Seahawks players are going to get disciplined because of what happened at the end of the game against Jacksonville. They went with their rush at full strength. The game was over. Fights on consecutive plays, stuff being thrown out of the stands. They decided that was it. Quentin Richardson tried to go into the stands. He got drenched with beer. He knew who did it. Yeah, I know. And by the way, if you're down there in Jacksonville, you're an embarrassment. Look, it was wrong he tried to go into the stands. He also tried to clock him in the head with a beer. And they were egging him on. Crying out loud, at that point in time, quite honestly, Carroll should have pulled his players off the field and gotten them out. You know, again, it the image of this league continues to take hits and hits and hits and hits. And if you love the game, if you're truly into professional football, college football, peewee football, high school football, You have to be worried about the direction that this sport is taking. It gets worse and worse each and every year. NFL put out a memo warning teams of significant punishment for abusive officials. And again, three steps behind the horse that's running out into the field already. That was their press conference on Monday instead of dealing with Tom Savage. It was announced on Monday that they will begin levying significant discipline to anybody engaging in offensive conduct or contact against game officials after the Referees Association went to the league and said, hey, what's up? It's an emotional game. You can't make contact with an official. Marshawn Lynch did it. Sean Coleman did it. He knocked over Jeff Rice while he was chasing after a loose ball, allegedly. Sean Payton went after the officials, not physically, but he abused the hell out of them. You got the unsportsmanlike conduct rule. I don't know now that it's passed that they're going to be able to do anything additional to him, but in reality, with this new edict, they're basically telling you, you're going to lose cash and you're going to lose games. So you've been warned. Each and every day, each and every week, there's something new coming out that the NFL has to deal with in this league that is just scrambling to stay relevant. And it's amazing how quickly this has happened. I mean, good gravy. Roger Goodell must sit in his office and drink scotch for 8 straight hours. Because I got news for you. If I was in his situation, I'd do exactly the same thing. He's sitting there looking at this going, how the hell did this happen so fast? The only thing relative for the last few decades that we've been dealing with has been steroid abuse. All right, we can deal with that. Now the dike is leaking all over the place. They don't have enough fingers to plug it. Let's tap out. We'll finish up the hour right after this. I'm Black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. We talk about more stuff off the court, off the field, off the whatever than we do on. And NFL, that is what it is. Dale Scott stepped out as well from Major League Baseball. He's 58 years old, umpire. He said he's done. Done. He had two concussions last year. His fourth in 5 years. And, you know, being an umpire ain't easy. Take a lot of foul balls off the mask. And good umpire. Been around quite a while. And this is actually, this goes back to April of last year. He missed damn near the whole season. And he had 4 and 5 years. You know, again, this enters into all sports. But you have to recognize that it's sometimes just time to step away. And he did it. He's going to spend the rest of his time with his husband. First outwardly gay umpire, and he steps off the stage. But again, CTE, concussions, it's in all sports. He's a hell of a good umpire too. So, you know, crew chief for 16 years, you don't get there without being good. You know, some of it's seniority, but you have to be good as well. So anyway, we'll tap out right there. We'll come back in hour two with more fun and frivolity, including Anson Williams. And we will make it work for you. Listen to the news. It's important.